Hello, lovelies. It is me from my kitchen. again, you'll probably hear my dogs bark in a few minutes because, like I said last time, my kitchen is right next to where they like to hang out. And so they're going to hear me talking and be like, bitch, why aren't you hanging out with us? So let's get this going. So we're doing something funky today. We're going to kind of do two things because I tried to find something, like, fancy that I wanted to do, and I couldn't. I don't know if I just have boring taste, or if I'm lazy. Probably a mixture of both. But I just couldn't find anything I wanted to do. So, what I decided to do is I'm going to do two things today that are both extremely quick and easy, right? Super fast to make and put together. We are going to put together some fucking fast garlic pasta. Oh my God, I can't talk. Garlic. Oh, there's a head of garlic already out. Garlic broccoli pasta. We're gonna do, we're gonna make garlic broccoli pasta. How many times did I say it? Garlic broccoli pasta. And then while we're kind of doing that, we're going to make, brownies too. Just easy peasy brownies. Nothing fancy. Neither of them are fancy. This pasta is like the fastest thing in the world. Cause really all we're doing is we're boiling the pasta noodles. We're getting our Frick, I just realized. No. I still have Parmesan. I'm okay. I used all of my Parmesan of this one thing that I had, and I couldn't remember if I got another thing of Parmesan, and I think I did. I think I did. Oh, God, I hope I did, because I've already got the noodles boiling. I started the noodles right when I started this. But anyway, so we're making garlic broccoli pasta. Which is super fast, super easy. All I'm going to do is get that pasta ready. Let that just sit, while I saute the broccoli with the garlic and some butter, and salt and pepper, you know. I almost said garlic powder, but I'm literally putting like 15,000 cloves of garlic. Are you guys, is this just a white people thing? Did you know how white, you know, there's always the joke that white people don't like spices, but they love garlic? Is that the meme? Is that the white people thing to put a ton of garlic into something? Like, it calls for 3 cloves and you put 15. Is that us trying to do spices? Or is that just everyone in the world? Probably everyone in the world, honestly. Probably everyone in the world because delicious. Because delicious. I love garlic. I love garlic. When we buy garlic, because, you know, I like to buy it, you know, actual real raw garlic. I don't like to buy it, like, in the can or anything. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just, it loses some of that allicin. The only reason I know that word. It's because I used to watch, fucking, what's that TV show? You know the one. Or not TV show, YouTube show. You guys know. What was it? His name is Brad. For, that TV, or that magazine. Fuck, what was it? I know it was called Condo. Condo something. But the, oh, fuck. Well, whatever, it doesn't matter. You guys know who I'm talking about if you know who I'm talking about. Literally, this is like my 15th clove. How many did I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Okay, I'm going to have 17 cloves of garlic in this. Don't judge me, chat. Chat. You guys aren't chat. I'm so used to Twitch streaming. You guys are chat. It's like how on like 4chan and stuff, everyone's anon. It'd be awkward if I just called you guys a non. Like, don't you agree that on? It's just weird. I'll call you chat. How else do I go? Oh, I just rubbed raw garlic against a cut. Ow. Oh, it burns. Oh, it burns so much. Oh, it stings. Oh, that was like right all up in it. I just shoved it into my finger. Ow. I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean for that to happen to you. We've been comforting our own finger ASMR. So yeah, super easy recipe. Everyone should be able to do it. It's literally just boiling and sauteing, which are probably the two simplest things to do in the world. So it's a very, very simple recipe, but it is extremely delicious. So, you know, just saying. It'll score big points, buco points, with people if you make it for them. Because it's really good. Really, really good. And they'll probably think you spent more time on it than you did. And that's always nice. They probably won't. They probably know how fucking easy it is to make good pasta. Well, good relative. Yeah. I'm still not using like fresh pasta or anything. Oh, I don't have the pasta boiling. I just have the water boiling. Or set up to boil. Are you boiling? Yeah, you're boiling. I can throw the pasta in. Oh. The box was like, I don't know if you hear that. It would not open. Okay. It's just a teeny box. It's like a, I've already opened it. Actually, you know what? I should, hold on, because that was just like a third of a box. I should open another box and put a little bit more in. So that's more like a half of a box. Maybe more than a half a box. That way, I'll have leftovers. Well, I should have leftovers with a third of the box, but come at me, chat. Don't come at me. Portions, they don't exist. Okay, let's chop up all of these. Do I want to put onion in? Onion would be pretty good, like sauteed onion. I always like go back and forth whether I like onion and pasta. It's like, does it belong? I don't know. Do I put it in there? Usually. Does it belong? I don't know. I wish I had some fresh peas. That would be really good. I don't have any fresh peas. I have some canned peas, but canned peas are so mushy gushy. Mushy gushy. Oh, those are very big pieces of garlic right there. That's fine. It's all getting cooked anyway. Oh, that is. Okay, that piece is not fine. That is like 30 pieces of garlic combined. Chop it up, chop it up, choppy doppy, chop, chop, chop. Trying to do like an actual chef cut, which looks nice, but I'm lazy. I'm lazy. Oh, I almost chopped off my finger. See, that's what happens when I try to do a like chefy cut. Oh my God, I have so much garlic. Okay, maybe I went a little overboard on the garlic. That's fine. I do have broccoli, don't I? I use all the. See, this is what goes on in the head of someone who forgets what they bought. I bought 3 heads of broccoli, and I know I used 2 heads of broccoli for a meal. We like broccoli in this house. I know I used 2 heads of broccoli for a meal, but did I use the third? Because I bought asparagus for a meal. And the asparagus was bad 2 days after I got it. And I was not happy. I went to go cook it 2 days after I got it. And it was bad. And I was mad. I should go check the status of broccoli. I mean, I have frozen broccoli, but that's just not the same. It's just not the same. It's not like I don't like just garlic pasta. If I don't have it, I could do garlic pasta. It wouldn't be ideal. But I do like garlic parmesan pasta. It's good. I prefer having some stuff in it. Honestly, if I had thought to thaw chicken, I would have chicken and broccoli pasta. But I didn't think to thaw chicken. And the only meat I have thawed right now is andouille sausage. Which was because I was going to make a gumbo, but I didn't feel like it. I wasn't feeling gumbo, so I should go check on that pasta, because I don't think I turned it down. I didn't. Cooking with Lupin, forgetting to turn things down. Why would I turn the heat down? That's just... Ow, 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 come here. Ow, okay, you're too hot. Okay. And now beans. So much garlic. Got a whole fucking... I almost said planetarium. Okay, we've been... Did you guys have a planetarium in your town? We had one at my college, a little planetarium, and I would go to the planetarium so often. So often. I loved the planetarium. Every time they had a new, like, showing. Oh God, they used to have one. Hey, I can hear you excitedly overflowing. I turned the volume. I turned the heat down. Why are we so excited? Stop. I'm fine. You're fine. God, I can't remember it now. It's been years since I went to the planetarium. I did it when I was in college, which was like 7 years ago now. Now that I'm getting old. Oop, hold on, guys. Hold on 1 second. All right. Sorry about that, guys. I had to take a phone call. It's so funny. I like never get phone calls on my phone. Hardly ever. And of course, the one time I'm like, I want to use my phone to record this. Someone's like, no. No, you need to answer your phone. Whatever. At least I can resume the audio, right? But it probably sounds weird in the middle. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. I was reminded of tax stuff. So I guess it was an important call to answer. I'm doing my taxes next week. I'm not excited for it. A little bit worried. First time I've done my taxes being self-employed. Like, I mean, before I'd done, like, I was making some self-employment income, you know, like some additional income, but it wasn't as, like, actually my job. It was just as a side thing, right? So it wasn't, like, that much to worry about. But now you see, now it's my full-time job. And it was my full-time job for, like, well, I did work my day job still this year, but it was my full-time job for at least like 5 months fully. So it's been a bit stressful, like literally time has no concept now. Oh, owie, that doesn't feel good. I splashed hot water on my arm. Time has no concept now though, because literally I was getting a call about like, hey, did you do this thing? We have to do it before March. And I was like, yeah, of course I did. Like, yeah, I did it months ago. And they were like, well, I got an email reminding me. And I was like, okay, well, I'll go check just to make sure. And I double check and I hadn't done it yet. And I was like, fuck, what do I do? Like, it's past the deadline of March. And then I sat there for a second and I'm like, wait, Lupin, it's February. Like, wait, is it March 1st that I have to do it by? Hold on, now I gotta make sure. Shit, is it March 1st? 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 Open March 31st. Okay. I mean, I'm doing it like today or next week, so it's not a big deal, but I just like to know what I'm working with, you know, in case I wasn't able to get it done for some reason today. For some reason. So I did kind of a treat myself thing last month, and I've been going through my kitchen and doing like a huge deep clean in my kitchen. Because I don't know about you, but I collect pans and stuff, apparently. Tupperware, pans, everything. Dishes, coffee mugs. I hardly use coffee mugs, but I collect them. And so, I've been doing this huge deep clean of my kitchen, when I have time, when I have the mental capacity, which lately has been not very often. But, I've been doing a deep clean of it, and, getting rid of pans and things like that. I've been getting rid of pans, like, old, nasty pans that, like, I should have gotten rid of years ago, but I never did, because I had them, and, you know, I didn't want to lose a pan, because what if I had them in the dishwasher, and I needed a pan? So, I got rid of them, and I was like, you know what? Oh, I do have that broccoli. Oh, good. That would have been awkward if I didn't. That would have been awkward if I had no broccoli. The ratio of garlic to broccoli is very high. It's very high right now. I wish you could see how big. I probably got a quarter cup of minced garlic. Like a quarter cup of minced garlic right now. I have an issue, okay? It's fine. Garlic is good for you, right? It's fine. Anyway, what was I saying? So I got rid of a bunch of my stuff, but that meant I had to get, you know, some new things, because some things were just old. And, like, they just didn't look good. But I still need the item, right? So I replaced them. And, I got myself some La Crusette. I know I said that horribly. I'm so sorry. La Crusette. La Crusette. I can't say it. I'm sorry. But I got myself some La Crusette. And, because for when Mr. L, excuse me, and I got together many years ago, we got a gift from one of my sisters of a La Crusette, frick, what was it? A La Crusette, crepe pan. I don't eat crepes. Well, I did after she got it for me, because yum. She gave me like a mix of, like a crepe mix, so I made the fuck out of that. But I just we don't really eat breakfast usually, and I don't know, I'm not gonna go through the effort for crepes. Especially because we don't eat, like, sweet breakfasts. Anyway, but I made them. They were delicious. But it's a really good pan to use for, like, quesadillas or if you're making tortillas. Like, because it's just a nice, thin, flat pan. And I always really loved using it. And I would use it for as many things as I could because it was such a pleasure to use. It was always just a pleasure to use that pan. I always did what I wanted. Evenly heated. It was beautiful. So, she also got me a grill pan. Like a grill saute pan, but not a saute pan. But she got me one of those. I don't like that one as much. I don't really use that one very often because it has the grill marks in it. And I don't like cleaning it. Like, it's so... It's just annoying to clean. So I'm like, how about no? You know, like, I'm good not. Like, amazing, sure, but I'm good without. So, you know, that's how I rate things, you know? Like, is it amazing? Sure. Do I have to clean it? Like, make effort to clean it? Yeah? No, I don't want to use it. That's my rating scale. So I bought myself, I decided I was going to buy myself some good pants, which I had not done. You know, I always just buy like ones from like my local grocer, right? Like the ones that are just like in the 12 pack of like, or the 24 pack that includes like a, like really bad, like spatulas and stuff. Oh, don't scratch the pants, Lupin. You know, anyway, that's the kind of shit I buy. So I was like, I'm going to buy myself some nice pants. So I bought a grill, griddle. There we go. I bought a grill. I don't know, like we said, griddle. I bought a bakeware dish, like a roasting pan, and I bought a Dutch oven, which doesn't sound like much, but if you are into kitchen stuff, you know that was a fucking fortune. It was a fortune because liquor's not so expensive. And I don't think that you have to use Lecraset to have like good stuff. It's just, I have stuff from them already. And I was like, I know that I like their quality. So I might as well get a little bit more and just get, you know, something I know I like the quality. I've just got the garlic going in some butter right now. Getting it nice and non-bitter. Ooh, that heat's a little high though. Gonna be crisp in the garlic if I'm not careful. So yeah, I did that. And my bank account hated me for it, but it's so nice. It's really nice. You don't really think about the quality of your pans and stuff, but god damn, it's nice. So that's been really nice. But on the other hand, I also have these Tefal pans that I did not get rid of, because they're amazing. They're a nonstick pan and they're so good. I got those for Christmas from my mom once, like maybe 2 years ago. And, I love them. They're still great. That's like one of those packs, but they're really good. I think it was like a more expensive version of the packs, not like the cheap ones I got, like the Paula Deens that I got. So they are really good. So I did keep those for like a normal, just like saute fans. Why are you so high? I have a gas burner and I swear some days it likes to be like more intense than others. You know what I mean? Like if you have a gas burner, maybe it's just my demented stove, but like some days I swear my low is not low. Some days the low is like, wachow, you know what I'm saying? Some days the low is like, hello. I ain't low, I'm hello. Okay, there we go, we got that on low. Actually, you know what, I'm actually gonna switch burners. I'm gonna switch it to low on my simmer burner. Switch it to low on my simmer burner so that it's not quite as intense. Cause I don't want that garlic crunching up. There's already some little bits of crunchy pieces in there cause I had it a little too high at first. I don't mind a little bit of crunch to my garlic, but. Hopefully that doesn't get too crunchy. Man, I will tell you, it is intense garlic though. Just put the Lecrusette lid on it. I'm like, fuck it. Different pan. Don't care. Lecrusette lid. Okay, let's get the stuff for broccoli. Or not broccoli. Because the pasta is almost done. I just have to wait for the broccoli to steam up. So, let's clean our workstation. Let's clean. Bon Appetit. That was the show that I was thinking of. Bon Appetit. Brad with Bon Appetit. That's what I was thinking of when I was talking about Allison. Okay. I also invested in, this was like months ago, but I also invested in really good knives. I take that back. I invested in really good steak knives, and I invested in a couple of normal, mid-range, cooking knives, because those bitches are expensive. I still got to, invest in really good ones of those. Okay. So, I didn't even look at the recipe. Right. I'm in the fridge. Because I know there's two eggs, I think I need. I have some organic. What I love about organic eggs is there's such varying sizes. I'm not an organic person, really. I'm good with organic. I'm good with non-organic. For some stuff, I prefer organic. But, most of the time, I can do whatever. But I got some organic eggs, and I just love the size variance, you know? Okay. Where is the recipe I was just looking at for brownies? I mean, you don't really need a recipe for brownies, but I'm never sure of the number. Okay. So we're going to want 1.5 cups of sugar, 3/4 cup of flour. Where's my bowls? There's the bowl. La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Doobie 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 doo. La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Doobie 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 doo. Let's preheat the oven to 325. 3.5. Okay. Do, 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 do. Sugar, flour, cocoa powder, and powdered sugar, and salt. I don't have chocolate chips. Okay, so 1.5 cups of sugar. Sugar! Where's my sugar? I know I have powdered sugar. Hello. Where's my normal people sugar? I have cane sugar. I have normal sugar, don't I? Where's my cocoa powder? Uh-oh. Hey, don't be like that. Don't be like that. Thank you. Where is my sugar? Do I not have sugar? I mean, I have cane sugar. It's not a big deal. I have, organic cane sugar, but that's not the same texture-wise. I have sugar, don't I? Ah, why do I have it in there? Weird. Why did I put it in my... Oh, come here, you. Come here, sugar. You can go in the pantry with everything else. I don't know why I put you in the cupboard. Odd of me. Part of my whole organizing things, I've been putting things into... Ooh. You're looking pretty dark green, my dear broccoli. I do like a little crunch on my broccoli, but you're a bit too crunchy. Just a bit too crunchy. It won't be long now. It won't be long now. Let's do Oh my God, why is this clothes so tight? It's so heavy. Or not heavy, but like hard to open. Okay. So. Open. I can tell you, like more than almost anything on my life, I cannot stand measuring cups. I hate them. I hate measuring cups. I hate storing them. I hate using them. Whoa. I try to not measure as much as I can. Okay, that was a half cup, right? Yeah, half cup powdered sugar, sifted if lumpy. It's not lumpy, it's fine. Could there be some lumps in there? Yes. Is it lumpy? No. And then what? 2/3 cup of cocoa powder. Sifted if lumpy. It's not lumpy, it's fine. We'll go a little. I think that's about 2/3. I was using a half cup. I don't know. Like I said, guys, I don't like using measuring cups. Bucky, you don't need to be in the kitchen with me. She like looked up at me like, oh, okay. So 1.5 cups granulated sugar. Sugar is easy because you can just pour it into the measuring cup. Whoop, that was exciting. And a little more for a... Okay. Am I going to regret not going less on the sugar? Perhaps. Perhaps. Sometimes I do. I usually end up going less on the sugar, but I didn't. Ooh. Actually, especially because we have powdered sugar in there too. Ooh, it's gonna be a sugary recipe. These are gonna be some sugary brownies, I think. I think they're gonna be pretty sugary, lads. Usually I'm not as a... I like my brownies to be a little bit more fudgy than like sugary. I don't know. Is that a definition that makes sense? Let's turn the heat off to the broccoli and just let it kind of sit. I don't need the whatever it's called getting any darker. Garlic. La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Jubi dubi 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 dubi. Shiitake mushrooms, get out of the way. I was actually talking to shiitake mushrooms. That wasn't just me being cute and using like another word. Oh God, oh no. This is a sign from the Lord. You have too much shit, Lupin. You have too much shit in your pantry. I do. Which is true, I do. The pantry hasn't been organized yet. The pantry hasn't been organized yet. Where's my flour? Here's my flour. Ooh. Oh dear. Don't do that, please. No one wanted you to do that. Did you ask who wanted you to do that? Because the answer is no one. Okay, let's open my flour container. How much flour? How much flour do you need? 3/4 cup of flour. This is what, a cup? I have a measure in there already. I'm gonna say this is a cup. I think it is. Right? It's a cup. Yeah, that's a cup. Okay, I think that's about 3/4 cup. You guys know. They tell you that baking is a science and, you know, you gotta... Oh, Jesus. Lupin! I spilled the flour all over myself. I'm wearing a big, huge sweater. Like one of those really thin sweaters, but it's like a hoodie, but it's like extremely thin. Oh, it's so nice. It's my favorite thing. And it was only like $9 because I got it from Shane. Sheen? I don't know if guys get clothes from Sheen. It's like fast fashion. It's bad. I usually just get lingerie from them because like I'm usually just taking pictures in it, you know? So I don't really mind if it's not the best quality. You know what I'm saying? Just gonna get ripped off anyway. Am I right? Oh, I'm funny. But I usually just use it to get laundry so I can have lots of different kinds of laundry without paying like $80 for a teddy, which, one of the laundry, I just got laundry from like a nice place and I paid like, well, I got it on sale, so I didn't pay the 80, but it was like, it was supposed to be like $100 or something for just a fucking like, it wasn't a teddy, it was a baby doll, but it was just a baby doll. And I was like, God damn, like this is a gorgeous baby doll. Do not get me wrong. I love it and I want it. That's a lot of money for a baby doll. So I like to get stuff from Shein. But anyway, it's like this big, huge, super thin, it goes down like past my knees. It goes down past my knees. It's a big sweater. And it's got a little cat on it that's like laying down and it says, not today. And then if I pull the hoodie up, it's got little cat ears on it. But the hoodie, this is the one thing when you get stuff from like fast fashion like that, they don't really like make them at like sized well. So like if I put the hoodie on, if I want the cat ears to show, I literally have to have the hoodie. It covers my entire face. Like the cat ears are so far back that like the rest of the hoodie covers my entire face. So I can't really do that. Okay. All right. So 3/4 of a tablespoon of salt. Ooh, that's a lot. That's a lot of salt. They want me to use sea salt. Well, do I have ground sea salt? I could just have sea salt crystals. Yeah, I just have sea salt crystals. I don't want to use crystals because that would mean that I need to grind them. And I don't really like grinding them. I'm just going to use normal salt. We're going to unbougie this recipe. Hell yeah. I also just completely estimated how much salt was to go in here. Completely estimated. 3/4 of a tablespoon? You mean one big pinch? Yes. Cooking with Lupin. Okay. In a large bowl, whisk together the eggs, olive oil, water, and vanilla. Water? Who the heck is putting water in their thing? No, Missy. There's no water in here. There's no water. I mean, I'll do it. Oh, good timing. Did I ever finish my story about the organic eggs? They're just different sizes. That was literally all I was saying. They're just different sizes. It's cute. Like when you get like non-organic eggs, they're all like exactly the same size. Who needs a whisk? Just spin fast. That's what I say when I'm, oh, this does not sound pleasant. Just spin fast. Spin the bucket fast. See, what do you need? I'm a pretty good damn baker. Like I make good food. I'm a good cook. Like, but I'm a good home cook, you know? Like I would never do well at a restaurant. Like people love my food. Restaurants would not love my food. I don't fucking measure. I don't look. 2 large eggs, 1/2 cup canola or extra virgin. You know what? Let's go olive oil because let's go olive oil because, oh, hold on. I've got my olive oil in like a drizzler. Let's not use my drizzler.
Plug me in, Dumbus.
Oh, I don't know if you guys heard that. I have my phone set up on automation. My iPhone set up to tell me plug me in, dumbass. When it gets under 5% battery. Oh. Uh-oh. Where did that just go? Oh, there it is. Thank God. Hid behind my trash can. The cap. I have it so it says plug me in, dumbass. And so it just told me that. And I wasn't sure if you guys could hear it. Ooh, that was loud. So if you heard it, laugh at my pain. Laugh at the fact that I forget to plug my phone in so often that I have to have my phone yell at me. Also, I'm not plugging my phone in right now because I'm in the middle of stuff. So I'll have to do it in a second. So let's hope I don't forget. If I forget, this is gonna be a very short recording. okay. I just mixed the broccoli. Ooh, the broccoli ratio is not great. It's not great. I would have preferred a lot more broccoli up in this bitch. But you know what? We live, we learn, we get loves. You know, things happen in our life. We understand. Woo! We roll with it. We put a bit too much flavoring in there. Flavoring? That sounds like a bad, like... I threw a lot of pepper in there is what I was trying to say. Where's the cheese? Where is the cheese? There it is. There it is. You know what? Just a tiny bit. I don't need a ton. Ooh. Make it gooey. Make it gooey. A bit more. There we go. Okay. We did not put onions in this time. We forgoed the onions. Where is the spinner? The spinner. The stirrer. I don't have milk. Normally, I would put a bit of milk in here to liven up this party, make it melt a little easier. But I don't have it, so we're going with a little bit of a drier pasta. That's fine. Am I going to eat it? We gotta try it out. Yeah, that tastes good. I did good with the flavoring. Okay. Cool. Man, I wish I had milk. That would make it so much better. Whatever. Yeah? You really need to drink right now? Yeah? She's looking at me like, why are you judging me? Because you're drinking. My other dogs must be asleep. Because this one got up, but she didn't bark at me. She doesn't really bark at me. But the other ones must be asleep. Now Mr. L will probably come home soon. And then they'll start barking. Because they'll hear his truck and be like, roar! Anger! Anger, Will Robinson! Anger! That's not how it goes. Whatever. I'm gonna fucking come. Hey! Hey, I'm gonna fucking come. Sorry. That is something my Twitch chat will understand. Or if you watch another certain streamer's Twitch. Because I got that from Plom. Okay, 2 tablespoons water. You mean 1 glug.
Oh gosh, don't hit things. 1 glug water. Very 2 tablespoons.
Okay. And 1/2 teaspoon vanilla. Shad. I think I talked about this during my pineapple upside down cake, but they underestimate how much vanilla needs to go in things because no. I need like 2 tablespoons of vanilla. This is why I don't go in. This is why I would not belong in a restaurant. This is why restaurants don't want me. Okay. Yep, 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 that's everything. Okay, yeah, that's everything. So, let's just pour that bad bitch in. Get myself a little scoop, scoop paddle. That's what I call spatulas. They're scoop, scoop paddles. I have never called them that in my life, but I'm going to now. Because doesn't that just sum them up? Y'all want a little scoot, scoot paddle? I'm re-drumming. Does anyone get that reference? I don't know. She's a Food Network host. I've never seen her Food Network show. I loved her. This feels like so old school saying. Does anyone look at food blogs anymore? I don't know. Are food blogs out of the future? Or out of, like, I'm thinking of the past. Is it just YouTube channels now? I don't know. But I loved her food blog. She had this blog and she has such a crazy life. Like she's her and her husband and her kids. They have like a big cattle ranch. They're fucking rich. They have this huge cattle ranch. I think in Texas, Oklahoma, somewhere like that. Somewhere where cattle is. And I think in Oklahoma maybe. I don't remember. I'll taste that batter. Pretty decent batter. Pretty decent batter. Okay, is this 8x8? It is. Do I want to put parchment paper in it? I don't really. Will future me be pissed at me? Yeah. But current me just doesn't want to. If I acknowledge I'm going to be pissed at myself, it's fine. Ooh, there's a pocket of cocoa powder that was not blended. Whoopsie. That's my bad. And it poofed at me. Anyway. So she has a cattle ranch. And she posts really fucking funny, like, posts about, like, food. But then she talked about her cattle ranch. And it made me happy. I liked it. Okay, so now we're going to cook this for 40 to 48 minutes. And then mow down. And you know what, chat? I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that right now. My oven's a little hot. Like I said, gas stove. It usually cooks things a little fast. So we're just going to go for the 40. We're just going to go for the 40 and see what that does for us. And I'm going to wipe out the bowl and everything. And then chat, I'm going to go and I'm going to wait for my food to be done. Because last time I tried to talk while waiting for my food to be done and my dogs did not like that. They were like, bitch, I bark at you. And honestly, when I have my dog sleeping, I let the bitches sleep. Because they are rambunctious puppies and I don't feel like taking them for a walk. It's cold outside. It's snowing. I don't wanna. All right, guys. I love you. It was so fun hanging out with you today. Today was an easy day. I'll try to think of like fun recipes for next month. I just usually go back to the defaults. I go back to the easy things, to the things that I cook all the time. But I want to try making some stuff I've never cooked before. So help me out here. I know you guys cook. You guys are awesome. You guys are smart. You guys are with it. Tell me things you cook. Tell me things you want to cook. Try cooking. We'll try doing it. I know I got one suggestion last month. I forgot to look at it, but I do remember I got a suggestion last month. I need to check that one out. Anyway, guys, I love you. I'm going to go eat my dinner. Oh, God, before it gets cold. Bye, guys.